Okay, today's daf is Psachim daf Memvav, and we are in the third parak, and the Gemara, the Mishnah spoke about Batzei kacheresh. Rashi has 2 days. What exactly? What cheresh? Is it cheresh or cheres? Deaf or earthenware, but either way, on that Mishnah, the Gemara commented. The Mishnah speaks about if you're not sure if something has become chametz yet or not, you have a dough. Maybe it started to crack a little bit on the surface, but you're not sure. So if you have another dough that was started at the same time and it is chametz, that's chametz too. And what if you don't? What if you don't? Then how do you know? So Rabbi Yavo, in the name of Rish Lakish, says the amount of time that it takes you to walk from Migdal Nunya to Tveria, which is a mil. Which is a mil. Then the Gemara quotes another statement in the name of the same person. Amar Rabbi Yavo, Amar Shimon ben Lakish, legabal uletfila ulenatilos yadayim arba amilin. For gabal, what's gabal? If somebody is kneading a dough and he does not have any tar kalim. How far does he have to go to get tar kalim? So that is 4 mil. Tefillah, and atilas yadayim. What is tefillah? That's what we're going to focus on today. Tefillah. What does tefillah here mean? So according to our Girsa of Rashi, v'chein letefillah, imahalech ad namaderech, uba islalun. Somebody's on the road and it's time to rest for the night. Ula his pala, it's time to find a shul, pashtus. Im yesham beis haknesses lafana berichok dalaram milin. If in front of him there's a beis haknesses on the way, he doesn't have to go out of his way. He doesn't have to go backwards. If in front of him there's within 4 mil, so then let's say 72 minutes. We're not getting into the lamaisa elements of mil today, but if it's within that amount of time, holachum is palasham. Then you have to go there, go daven in the shul v'lansham. And also the tefillah shadayim le'achila for eating bread. So the tefillah, according to Rashi, seems to be to go to a shul. Right? Rashi quotes Beis HaKnesses. If you look in Tosfos, the name of the Aruch, tefillah here means washing for tefillah. Nire kipirish hakuntras. Tosfos likes Rashi's pshat. V'loka ha'aruch tepirish letefillah haino lirchot yadav lehispalo. He does not think that tefillah here means washing. How far do you have to go to wash your hands to daven? Why? Dehechidami. What exactly is the case here? Ibidna detzlus. If it's already time for davening, so then don't forget. Don't go at all. Ha'armina bebrachas. We learn in brachas. Rav Chisda light amayin de mahadir amaya. Rav Chisda cursed the one who looked for water. Beidan slusa when it was already time for davening. Dechzid erchatz bidi kayon kapai. Ve'i b'shalob is man tefillah, and if it's not time for tefillah yet, amai ar yadal amilin, why is there a limit of 4 mil? Afilu tuvanami even more. Stosva says, I don't think it, tefillah here means washing for tefillah. And if you look on Ravina David, he says another point. He says that it's doesn't fit in so well because the next line of the next word of the Gemara is Netilas Yadayim. So you're going to tell me Tefillah means Netilas Yadayim and Netilas Yadayim and Netilas Yadayim, just one means for Suda, one means for Tefillah. Doesn't sound that way, says Rabbeinu David. V'yavagav damrina and Netilas Yadayim. Rabbeinu Chananel says Letfilah Netilas Yadayim Letfilah. So he quotes it from Rabbeinu Chananel. V'yavagav damrina Netilas Yadayim. Trei gavne Netilas Yadayim Letfilah v'lachila. V'zeh yoser nachon. Afal adayin einu mechuvar. Shneamar de trei gavne Netilas Yadayim ptani. Doesn't sound that way. Ela kol atzarag Netilas Yadayim hu nechla b'losh Netilas Yadayim. Whatever needs Netilas Yadayim, whether it's for tefillah or for seuda, that should be included. That should be included. So ba'emes hu shibrasha lamala. So he says, what I explained, le'inam is pala, but tzarach le'nekavav. Sheyomru, shenein adun yochol amod, ba'atzmo tefilas ha'toeva, im yochol amod asa tefilas ha'toeva, but kama arba milin. Tefila here means maybe how long one is allowed to restrain himself without going to the bathroom. So that's Rabbeinu David's pshat of the Gemara. Okay, well, we're going to focus on the Maram Chalava, and it's quoted by in other context, even in the name of Rashi. Maram Chalava adds in one more word. Like Rashi, going to Shul, but La Asara for a minion. For a minion, that's what he has. So for a minion, so that is how far one has to get. The importance of davening with a minion, having to go 4 mil for a minion. So let's talk about the chiyuv of davening with a minion, or the idea of davening with a minion. So we'll start with the Mabit of Beis Elokim in Shar HaTfilah in Perek Yud Aleph, where the Mabit says that there are certain benefits that one has when one davens with a minion. Perek Yud Aleph. Malas Tfilah B'tzibur Higidola. Lo Levad B'Dvarim Shel Kedusha HaTzricha Masara. Shein Davar Shebekdusha Pavachos B'Asara Kamo Shebi'ar Lamala. So number one benefit is that there are certain parts of davening that one cannot say without a minion. That is number one. Falazeh Efshar, Shekivin David Ba'amra. Maybe that's what David had in mind when David said in Tehillim Nunhei, Asher Yachtav Namtiksod, together we will sweeten the sod. Beveis Elohim nahalek baragesh. Beveis Elohim will go in trepidation and emotion. Hakavana ki advarim shel kedusha she'eino ne'amar b'pachos me'asara. The advarim shel kedusha that are not said with less than 10 ulus sibas ma'alas so nelam she'ish b'em kedushas Hashem. There's a special secret kiddush Hashem that comes out of saying the advarim shel kedusha. Alze ein roy lahaskir remez hakedusha ki b'tzibur v'lo b'yachad. It's so holy to there's such a spiritual mechanism that it's ain't roy to say this without 10 ulaze amar, and that's what David says. Masha ani mishtadel alechas levesa Elohim. Klomar, the kibbutz b'nei Adam. The reason that I go basically came alach baragesh because who lesibas should namtik soda kedusha yachdav. Because we are then namtik, we sweeten and we bring the kedusha to the world. Kibbutz be'asar lo nuchalazik remez metek ha'inyanim ahim. So maybe that's even alluded to in the words of David HaMelech. Number one, Vahatama Beis, says the Beis Elokim, Gam b'tfilah she'en b'davar shel kedusha, tzvicha rabim. Even in the parts of tefillah that don't need a minion, that you could say by yourself, I don't know, psuki de zimra. Im kol ze yish b'mayla miyuchedes, there's still a mayla. B'yosa ne'emeres b'rabim. There's still a mayla when it said b'rabim, o b'sha sha'rabim mispalim. Or if you can't do that, at least when the tzibur is davening. Why? Mipnei. She'en adome mu'atim ha'osim es ha'mitzvah. Limerubim ha'osim es ha'mitzvah. Ein adome, those, a small group that do a mitzvah, to those who are a big group. Kihi mis'alis yoser harbe. It goes much higher. Mikafiha erech l'kol echad. B'yosa nasis b'chaburis b'nei adam. It goes much higher than just an individual davening. Ki afilu b'dvar magashmiim. Osa adam yoser mikafiha erech mishtatva machir b'malacha. In the physical world, more people working at a task, they accomplish a lot more than one person doing it over and over. Kamosha amar binyan hamaraglim ba'avaso eshkol sheviu ches b'nei adam. Eight people brought the eshkol v'gemir d'chaltuna d'lamidli inish l'kasve v'nacham esayo t'lasa t'to'onei. So he quotes and talks about the ratios of how many people should have been able to carry it, but because there were more people carrying it, so that's why it was easier. Right, and then he quotes, that's the idea of Avram Avinu, davening for a stone. When Avram says, Ulay yesh chamishim sadikim b'so chayir, right, maybe 50, and what's the ratio? There are 5 krachim and 10 in each krach. And he still asks, 45. Why? Yitztarif sadiko shalolam. Hashem will be mitztarif with the 9. But then he goes down to 40 and 30 and 20 and 10. But one second, it's all the same ratio anyway. And even though Hashem already admitted to him that he would save if there were 50. Once Hashem says he would save based on their ratio, so what do you need? What does he need to ask more? Because in Adome, the sechus of 50, and the sechus of 40, and 30, and 20, and 10. Meaning, every time you go down, it's less sechuyos, even though it's the same ratio. La asara ha'omdim levadam lahatzil krach shalahem. Vein acher mitchazeki mohem. There's no one that's being mechazik them. Al eila ki'im hu yisbarach. Gam ki dvar achetu chamur. Even though the idea of achet is chamur, still, sometime, there could be a tremendous schus in the positive. He talks more about a stom here, and now we go to the end of the perek, where he talks about a third benefit besides Tvarim Shebekdusha, besides Merubim Ha'osam Asa Mitzvah, and this is something that's quoted by many based on Chazal, Hatam Ashlishi, Ki Tfilas Hayachid, Biyosa Bilti Haguna, O Bilti Ne'emeris Bekavana, Einem Kubelas Klal. There's no guarantee that a tefillas hayachid will be accepted, right? If it's not, if a person doesn't deserve it, or it's not said with kavana. Uksha omra berabim lifamim teskabel tpischus tefillas harabim ki afilu lechova hayachid nigra acharov. Even negatively, lechova kol yisrael arevim, the tzibur is nigra after the yachid is nigra after the rov. Vafilu tzadik lifamim ein tefillas onishmas lesibas harabim she'enam hagunim. Sometimes a tzadik is pulled to the ra of the door. So kol shekein the tov, kol shekein the tov, kol shamar el Eliyahu bar Carmel, like he quotes the Yerushalmi in Tainus, Mayasu gdoli ador ve'ein tzibor nidon ela acharubo. Kivan shematzina shemala om Yisrael b'har Carmel, Hashem elokim lo yarda eish b'nas shemayim v'sarfas akarbanos. If Bnei Yisrael wouldn't have said Hashemu elokim, then and had been on that level of emuna, the fire wouldn't have come down. Hinesha tefilas Eliyahu lo haysamui laklal im lo bischus mashamri Yisrael Hashem hu Elokim. Eliyahu needed Bnei Yisrael to help the fire come down. Ki gam kodem ard amram yorada eish. Before they said it, the fire came down. Im lo shaya golui lefan of Yisbarach. Had it not been golui in front of Hashem, sheyi omer Hashem Elokim, lo haya yorid ha'ish melamala. If Hashem thought that it wouldn't be said. So you have the schus of the tzibor, their tefillah is always accepted. And this is what many say, that Rambam says this in the beginning of his discussion of tzibor, right? In Perek Yud Beis of Hilchos Tefillah, the Rambam says, I'm sorry, Perek Yud Beis of Beis HaKnesses, Perek Ches, tefillas hatzibor nishmas tamid. The tefillah of a tzibor is always heard. Afilu hayu b'hem chatoim. Even if there are sinners, Eina Kadosh Baruch Hu Moes b'tfilas on Shal Rabim. Even if there are sinners, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is not Moes b'tfilah of the Rabim. Lefichach sarach adam leshatif atzmoi matzibur. Therefore, a person needs, that's the word sarach, a person needs to be mishatif himself with the tzibur. Calls Machi Yachal as follow the tzibur as long as he can. Right, the Kesef Mishnah says, according to the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Lamed laolem leshatif inish b'hadei tzibura. Right, v'afal gav da hasam le'inyan sheyomru tfilas haderech, and even though there it's just saying tfilas haderech b'lashad rabim, itmar hanami ikal mishpamimei. So the Rambam, he says, also got this from that lashon. L'shatef imo b'hadi tzibur is not just saying it b'lashon tzibur, but also davening with them. V'lo yispal yechidi kol zman sheyochal yispal b'tzibur. Don't daven by yourself as long as one can daven b'tzibur. That is the Rambam. If you look in the Hagos Amanios here, he talks about a case where somebody was madir mutar hana echad shidir es chaveiro milikanis labeso al das rabim. Somebody says I'm mutar hana from my friend, and probably is my friend has a shul in his house. Obeis haknesses bebeso em yochol lahatir nidro lelech lebeis haknesses lis palel avabish in minyan ba'ir afilu im hamudar. Right, so there's no minyan. Could he daven in there? Veishiv kidvar mitzvahu. It's a dvar mitzvah. It could only be matur neder for certain dvar mitzvahs. Yes, this is a dvar mitzvah. V'lomi boy hecha de isa minyan leprakim. El afila lo isa minyan leprakim. Mitzvah hishi ishtatvu letfila. Ubeis elohim yahalchu baragesh. Kibet shekvar kavu sham hamakom letfilason. Umitalka kovim atzman yoser letfila. Umechavrin es libam. Lavim shebashamayim. V'kovin yoser makom letfilason. Mitok shem ispalu mimakom yuchad. Lem lespalo. V'yokal ahadir es nidro. Kedei lele. That's the Hagos Mamanios, that it is a tzorech mitzvah for regarding Nidarm, the Gabi Nidarm. The Kuzari also talks about this in Mamar Gimel, Os Yates, where he discusses the tefillah that goes up from the tzibur. You don't see personal falls because it's like one goof. One goof going up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is pala hayachid at tefillah b'tzibur. V'af yispalel ad kamash adavar b'yado b'tzibur she'in apachas me'asar. L'olam yishlam ha'idei achada m'tzibur zeh ma'shehuchsar ha'idei achayrim. Even if you're not going to have a minion, daven with as big a group as you can. And he says, just like in the physical world, we each have to help each other. So too in the spiritual world. Ki hayachid b'kerav atzibur hu ke'ever yachid b'klolus ha'guf. It's like one limb of a body, one organ. Shekain ilo aisa azro monas es dama. B'shoshi yitzorach ba'kaza. So if one part of the body wants to be stubborn and not give blood to the other part of the body is just going to dry out. Hayaguf kala v'azro kala imo. Achein roilo liyachid lisbol afes maram aves l'man atzalat haklal. L'facho yitzorach hayachal achshov achalka b'chlal. So the benefits of tzibur, we see this here, it's always accepted. This last reason, this third reason that we mentioned, again, after Dvarim Shebekdusha and Merubim Oskim Asa Mitzvah, this last reason of the tefillah of the tzibur is always accepted has some halachic ramifications too. If you look in the Eretz Tzvi, Rabbi Aryeh Tzvi Frumer, Hashem Yikom Damo, from the Holocaust, if you look in his tshuvas in Simen Chavez, in Aruch Chaim, he says, maybe this has an afkamina in terms of the level of chiyuv. The level of chiyuv we'll get to, but in a few minutes, what level of chiyuv is tefillah b'tzibur. But Eretz Tzvi says, whatever it is conceptually, bizman hazeh it's a chiyuv gamar. Why? Because we have a chiyuv to do whatever we can to have proper kavana during davening. So we can't, it's very hard for us to have kavana during davening. Okay, it's understandable, we're honest, we do our best. But if we daven with a tzibur, so then even without kavana, it goes all the way up to Shemayim. So we have a chiyuv to have our tefillos the most efficient and the most effective that they can be. So bisman hazeh, there's a chiyuv to daven with kavana. Let's see his words. Derech agav, atziya masha nirlani yisdaiti akalusha. Dahayom chiyuv gamar lespala betzibur. Binosaf ala chiyuv shahayi bimei agamara. More besides the chiyuv from the Gemara, v'umishum de kol haposkim kasu v'dein arnu b'kiyim l'chavin kalacha, we though cannot have proper kavana. The Shulchan Aruch said this a number of times, right, by repeating even the Shmoneh Esrei, even of kavana. V'hinei b'taynis davches de b'tzibur gam b'tfila below kavana miskabeles ma she'enkin b'yachid v'kakas b'zor v'ayachi. V'kiva de medina gav de Gemara kavana makaves. Really, based on the Gemara, you need kavana. Rock de ain anu yichol on the chavein, but we can't. Imkain kol tatzdike isvan lemevid. So we have to do every strategy that we can. Shia ole b'makam kavana. That will count the set of kavana. V'kiva de tefila b'tzibur gam below kavana miskabeles. Hine de tefila b'tzibur mashlim chisaron kavana b'shirma. So tefila b'tzibur is mashlim the chisaron. V'nei lini kavana kaza bosan dem yadino lachavein v'anu kanusim. Aval espala b'tzibur teze efshar lana lasos. That we can do. Imkain chiyuv gomer. And therefore he says, Ein lano lilmo mi tzadikim v'kedoshim. Those tzadikim and anmorim, they used to daven b'yachidus. They had perfect kavana, and don't ask me kashas from other chasidim and anshei maisa. As the Shulchan Aruch says, misbodedim u'machavnim b'tfilasim, anshei magiyim l'hispashtus ha'gashmius. We can't even understand what this is talking about, but we... human beings, we don't have such a level. The Ruach Chaim, the Ruach Chaim Yivalajin says something similar also. Ruach Chaim Yivalajin says in the Ruach Chaim on the Mishnah of Altihi Rasha Bifnei Atzmacha. Mishnah in Pirkei Avos was Beis Yud Gimel. Don't be a Rasha Bifnei Atzmacha. What does that mean? Don't daven by yourself. Shalol Tispalel Biyachidus Bifnei Atzmacha. Ki im Tispalel Biyachidus, Yocholios Shetia Nikra Rasha Chas V'Shalom. Ki at Tfila Biyachid Tzorach Kavani Yisera Ve'ema Ve'yiru Mesiris Nefesh. Who's going to be on that level? It's still not nimas. And he quotes from the Zohar in Bereishis. That is the Ruach Chaim. So that's in terms of some of the major benefits. The level of Chiyuv, what's the level of Chiyuv? So Pashtus, it doesn't seem to be a Din D'Oraisa, but it seems to be either a very high level Eitzah Tova of Chazal, Tzarech, Yishtadel, or at least a Chiyuv D'Rabbanan. Chiyuv D'Rabbanan. Where's the discussion a little bit? Because a little bit is Brachas Mem Zayin. Remember, Rav Elazar's Meshachrer Avdo. Rav Elazar's Meshachrer Avdo in order to get a minion. So the question is, the Gemara talks about what mitzvah needs a minyan? What are they trying to do? They're trying to do, says Tosfos, says the Gemara first. Right, so it talks about freeing an eved, but what isn't there a violation? Says the Gemara. La olam em tavodu l'dvar mitzvah shiny. So dvar mitzvah, is different. Aye, mitzvah baba veira, mitzvah derabim. It's a mitzvah derabim. What mitzvah is being discussed here? One mitzvah is being discussed here, mitzvah derabim. So Tosfos seems to say tefillah. So tefillah is derabanan. So is it a chiyuv derabanan to be able to daven with a minyan? The Rambam says sarach. If you look in the Tosfos Arash there, maybe you need a minyan for Parsha Zachar. That's the discussion of the Tosfos Arash, and he says maybe it's a chiyuv daraisa to need a minyan for Parsha Zachar. But the Shulchan Aruch says, and we are Shulchan Aruch Jews, the Shulchan Aruch says sarach. Sarach means one needs to. Can one daven without a minyan? One is allowed to daven without a minyan, but the Shulchan Aruch's language is Yishtadel Adam lispalo bebeis haknesses im hatzibur. V'im hu mish anus. If he's honest means impossible. Sheino, he doesn't have enough money to buy an esrog. That's called honest. If somebody is honest that he can't go into a beis haknesses, yichavin lispalo b'shosh hatzibur mispalim. At least daven when, at the time that the tzibur is davening. Remember the tshuva of the Radvaz we've quoted in the past. If somebody's in jail and they can get out one day a year, What day should he go for? Did you go for Yom Kippur? Did you go for Purim? The Radvaz says today. Go daven with a minyan today, right? That's what you could. That's what you have to do. The Shulchan Aruch says a little bit later also in Sif Tezayin Haholech. He quotes our Gemara. Somebody's holech baderach vigiel ear. First of all, lunba. If he has 4 mil, makom shemis palan asara. He quotes that language, not like our Rashi. So then he has to go. So again, it's sarach. It's yishtadel. The Shulchan Aruch Harav says bezman hazeh. It's technically a chiyuv derabanan. but it's gedola mi mitzvahs asei shel Torah. That's the language of the Shulchan Aruch Harav here in Simen Sadi. It's greater. Why? Holo makat sheba Hashem barabim. It's a kiddush Hashem barabim. Does that mean specifically saying the Dvarim Shebekdusha or just davening with a minion? It's kiddush Hashem barabim. Shrei mutar lavra mitzvahs asei shel Torah l'shachar avdo k'di l'shlim ol yud. Right, you're even allowed to violate an iser asei based on that Gemara, in order to be mashlim lasara. Mikol makom talmud Torah gadol mikulam. Okay, so that's what the talks about Talmud Torah. But again, that's something that one has to recognize the level of chiyuv. Moshe Feinstein also writes, Bizman Azeh, it's a chiyuv gamur in Arachayim Chilek Beis Simen Chav Zayin. Moshe says this, that there's no, whether it's for a hedyot or for a Talmud Chacham, L'spala basar hu chiyuv mitzvah al ha'adam v'lo rak hidr umayla ba'alma. It's a chiyuv mitzvah, says Ramosha, and the first source that he quotes is our Gemara and Rashi. Talapirish Rashi psachim dav memvav v'chulin dav chafreis v'chulin lalech ad dalin milin k'shu l'fanav poli baderach av shetov l'fanav yoser l'lunkan v'gam m'chuyiv lachzor l'achor van mil, four ahead, one back. Right, and again, Rashi doesn't use the words minyan, but he uses beis hakneses, but pashas, maybe that means with a minyan. Av k'shu b'beiso ein tam l'hakel lo v'prachu l'vatel b'kvias. So one has a chiyav halacha l'maisa. Just a couple of points about minyan. Number one, the Shulchan Moshe says even if one says I could have better kavan at home, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter when it's still the chiyuv to daven with a tzibur. There is a discussion, what about davening vasikin b'yechidus versus davening later b'tzibur? So the Bir Halacha in Simen Yurches says, well, if you daven vasikin every day, you daven b'kfiyus, then you can daven b'yechidus. Otherwise, not. And Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, it doesn't only mean every day. Let's say somebody davens every Shabbos vasikin. So that counts. Or every Rosh Chodesh vasikin, every Arab Rosh Chodesh. They also have that allowance. Davening with a minion on the plane is also a big discussion in the poskim. Many poskim say not to. Many poskim say sit in your seat and daven. You're going to have better kavana that way, and it's chil Hashem, it's a mitzvah baba veira. So, lamaisa, many poskim say that one should sit and daven in one seat on a plane that is called anus. Okay, we'll stop here.